Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday morning. Always like to try and keep tabs on what's happening in real estate here in Southeast Michigan, St. Clair County. RealComp puts out the housing market report monthly. They are Michigan's largest MLS. Karen Cage, CEO of RealComp, online with us right now. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
As is usually the case in spring, there's a bit of momentum going on in real estate right now, isn't there?
There sure is, and you look at it compared to last year, and we're down a little bit compared to last year, but you're watching that momentum, as you said, grow each month. I mean, sales were up between April and May over 17%, so that's such a good sign for the spring market.
It is indeed, seeing more people putting their homes on the market, aren't you?
We are. Again, listings were up over 20% from last month. So we're seeing all of the numbers continue to rise, just like we expect them to do in the spring. But they're at a number that is very encouraging, very encouraging.
St. Clair County comparable with the rest of Southeast Michigan?
Well, St. Clair County was down a little bit in sales, like some of the areas were, and that's compared to last year. And one thing I noticed is the median sale price for St. Clair County dropped a little bit between last year and this year, down to 246. Last year at this time it was at 255,000. But the on-market listings are rising. They're almost 3% better than they were this time last year. So that's a good sign for St. Clair.
Do you expect, as we see rising gas prices, other things happening in the economy, inflation overall, is that going to have an impact on the housing market, do you think?
You know, the only impact I can see it having is people might want to position themselves to purchase a home that's a little closer to their place of employment or something like that. You know, we make that information available where the realtors can check to see how close a property is to a business that the person who's searching for a home would like to find. But one other thing I want to point out is that one in three new listings that we received in the month of April went pending in April. So one out of three new listings already had a deal bottom lined in the same month. And over 99% of the properties that came in April sold for 99% of the asking price. All of the properties coming in sold for 99% of the asking price.
Those are all pretty good signs then, aren't they?
They are great signs. We're really encouraged, very encouraged. And again, when you compare it to last year, you know, people point out it is down a little bit, but month by month, as we see that increase, nice and slow and steady, I think that's a better way to go, instead of these big jumps that we've seen in the past. So we're really encouraged, with these numbers.
Well, that's good. We'll try and keep things moving forward. Anything else from this month that jumped out at you that you thought was interesting or notable?
No, we'll just keep watching and let your listeners know what we're seeing. And, you know, it looks like it's a great time to put your house on the market, and it's a good time to start looking for a new one.
All right. Well, let's do it. Karen, good talking to you. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You too, Paul.
All right. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.